Welcome into the Wrestling Brethren podcast. This is episode 379. And while the number might not be something to celebrate or be ecstatic about, this might be one of our most pivotal episodes ever. With me tonight are Seth Zillman and Jared Aubrey, and tonight we'll be discussing a few news items, WWE SmackDown, and all the fallout in the last 48 hours. But before we can get to that, fellas, it's a doozy, but how the hell are you?
Intrigued, I guess, is the best way to describe how I feel, because I can understand both sides of it and as far as what we're going to talk about here. So I guess I shouldn't babble on too much, but yeah, this is going to be one of our more interesting shows, I think.
I think this is going to be a pretty interesting discussion. I will preface and perhaps tease by saying I'm actually kind of pissed off about it, but it's not going to be for the reason that y'all think or would expect.
I was actually expecting you to be ecstatic because you're getting what you wanted.
Well, we'll talk more about it. That.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. All right.
We'll get to it.
All right. So, unfortunately, I didn't want to lead off with this on the news, but I have to based on the severity. Vince McMahon is now back under federal investigation for the claims against him, according to the Wall Street Journal. And the talking point here is there is no settling or getting out of this once the feds are involved. So to put it bluntly, Vince, you're fucked.
Vince screwed Vince. I mean,
No, Vince screwed everybody else first.
Yeah. The feds are screwing Vince. All right. As far as the next item is, this was, I think, from Friday, earlier on Friday. Brock Lesnar, he has been removed from WWE's Supercard online mobile game. He's been removed from all creative plans moving forward. And 99% of his merch on WWE Shop is now discounted in price. Another news item, WrestleMania 40's start time has been moved up. According to sources from WrestleVotes, of course, this was Friday morning when I was gathering this, but it has now been confirmed, WWE decided to move up the start time from 8 Eastern to 7 Eastern, which is 6 Central, with the show set for 4 p.m. Central. And if you saw NXT Vengeance tonight, or Vengeance Day tonight, Stand and Deliver will be a brunch pay-per-view as it starts at 10:30 in the morning on the same day as night one of WrestleMania. Too much wrestling.
Yep.
And lastly, before we get to the SmackDown stuff, on Friday, the NXT brand was announced 14 years ago on February 2nd. So if you don't feel old yet, there's another little salt in the wound to help you along. Thoughts on the news?
We are wild and young. Oh, well, but with Lesnar, I just can't help but think, and obviously I'm half joking with this, like somehow the history books are now going to be changed to say that Roman Reigns broke the streak at WrestleMania 34 or whenever it was. Because there was, there was the jokes before about people being erased from history in WWE. So it was like WrestleMania now had Mr. T going against Piper and Orton and Orndorff all by himself.
The memes are made out of that. Andre slammed himself.
Yeah. It's that type of thing. So now they can just say that Roman broke the streak. But that's a lot of wrestling. I normally would blurt out my 6 or 7 hours, but as of this recording, it's about 10 o'clock at night, and I don't want to wake anybody up.
Yeah, with Brock, I mean, that's a PR thing too, right? They have to until they determine if, you know, what his actual involvement was. I mean, I would do the same thing. It's like you're implicated in in sex trafficking. We want no part of you. Thank you very much. And yeah, he's done. He's not going back to UFC. He's not going back to WWE until all of this gets sorted out. So yeah, he's disappearing.
And as far as WrestleMania and Stand and Deliver, at least it's not 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Still going to be hard enough to get up.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you coordinate, you could watch it from bed.
Well, this is true. I could.
You just roll over, you grab the remote and you put it on. All right. So SmackDown, before we get to the discussion, let's talk about some other things that went down. Some things I thought were funny and some things that deserve attention. The opening segment was Logan Paul and Kevin Owens. And I generally don't like anything about Logan Paul, but the best line of this confrontation was Logan Paul trying to insult Kevin Owens by saying, "You smell disgusting." And without batting an eye, KO said, "Well, I bathed in Prime before coming out here."
That was outstanding.
And I love that. Naomi and Tiffany Stratton both signed SmackDown contracts to join the Blue Brand. Now, this is all well and good as far as Naomi goes, because I've been saying for months that SmackDown women were a little light on babyfaces. But when I said add babyfaces, I didn't mean cancel it out by adding another heel. So we still need more babyface women, because I think we are still outnumbered here 6-10 or 6-11, something like that. Babyfaces to heels. Later on in the episode, Bron Breakker was offered a SmackDown contract, but he was interrupted by Adam Pearce by saying, "Before you sign that, why don't you come on Raw on Monday and see what we're going to offer you?" So he held on to the SmackDown contract. We will probably see him on Raw, and it'll be another instance where Jarrett loves it, where are they going to sign their contract? In a funny subsequent tweet, Nick Aldis's wife, Mickie James, tweeted, "Hey, honey, while you're handing out or if you're handing out contracts, I think I might know someone." We did have an announcement and a match of a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team Championship qualifier, where the winner of the match on SmackDown would face the winner of a similar match on this coming Raw. And the winners will face each other, with the winner of that challenging Judgment Day at Elimination Chamber. We had Pretty Deadly take on the Big Strong Boys, take on Legado del Fantasma, taking on the LWO. And in a slight surprise, the winners were the Big Strong Boys, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. There was a backstage segment with Asuka, Kairi, and Io, where Io Sky said in English, "Tonight, Bailey is done." And they all start cackling and grab their belts and they head out to Gorilla. And then the camera pans over and shows that Bailey, coming out of the bathroom, heard the entire thing the whole time. Insert flashback to Batista and Evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the segment with Bailey coming out with Damage Control minus Dakota Kai. And she was going to announce who she was going to choose for WrestleMania. She said she's been in the WWE a long time and she wants to be the best. And in order to be the best, you have to beat the best. And that brings her to Rhea Ripley. And all the time she's talking, Io, Asuka, and Kairi are all laughing behind her back in the ring, but Bailey turns and looks at them a few times. She then says, "Or I could choose another fight. Sometimes it's not always about a championship. Sometimes it's personal. And sometimes you have to prove the people who you thought you were your friends that they were wrong the whole time." And then she walks up to them and she goes, "Are you done laughing at me now?" And then she speaks in Japanese to the horror of the three ladies. And she goes, "Yeah, I picked that was Japanese. I picked that up for all the times that you've talked about me behind my back. And then she says to Io, what happened? All I wanted was for Damage Control to be the best. And I wanted to take this to the top, to WrestleMania. And ever since these two came along, you've changed your mind about me. Why? And just as she said, why? Io signaled for Kairi and Asuka to take out Bayley. And they did, and they kicked her over into a corner where Bayley reached down and pulled up a lead pipe. And she hit it under her body until they dragged her back into the center of the ring. Bayley gets back up to her feet and lays out Asuka and Kairi with the lead pipe and goes to swing at Io, and Io goes to swing the belt at Bayley. They both stop and look at each other. Io powders to the floor. Bayley picks up the mic again and says, about that announcement, Io, I'll see you at WrestleMania. Babyface turn.
I think we saw a lot of it coming. And of course, I don't mean that in a bad way. We kind of figured that it was going to be Rhea versus Becky and then Bayley versus Io in some capacity. I don't think anybody watching the show would come up with otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, predictability is not a bad thing when it's something you want to see. And I think a lot of us, meaning fans, wanted to see the Bayley break away, finally become a babyface again. Maybe she'll be going back to the lovable, huggable Becky or Bayley. Bees, yeah. But, there really wasn't anything that I would complain about with that show, other than obviously what we're going to talk about next. But... But yeah, good. I liked everything I saw.
Yeah, we all saw that coming. We all predicted it. Again, does that make it a bad thing? Like Seth said, no, it doesn't. Did I want to see it? It's a Bayley segment, so no. But finally doing some storytelling with Bayley at least. And it should be, well, I'm assuming that she's probably going to win the title. I guess we'll see what happens there, but... Oh, hey, people are getting storylines more than just, the flavor of the week kind of thing. They built this up for quite a bit. That's a good thing to see.
Can you at least respect, even if it's Bayley, that they made the baby face not stupid?
Oh, yeah.
She even learned a new language.
Yeah, she was on top of it the whole way.
Okay, so the main event match was Tiffany Stratton getting her win over Meechin, who she smacked in the face backstage earlier in the night. But that ended around with 30 minutes left to go. So you knew that the Cody Roman segment was going to be, quote unquote, the main event segment. What we didn't foresee was how it was all going to go down. Of course, of those 30 minutes, 17 of them were Roman just coming to the ring. He's the new Undertaker, apparently. I kid. But he did take a long ass time to get there. He cuts a great promo, a scathing promo, a tell me when he's telling lies promo. Unfortunately, it was targeted at Seth Rollins and the World Heavyweight title. And regardless of who is facing Seth, Roman buried this title and buried Seth Rollins in the process. And I don't know who that helps, because it sure as shit don't help them. But he said to the effect of he didn't want to recap stuff, because he says, as the wise man will tell you, I don't recap, I look ahead. But he said, some things were said on Monday that we just can't let slide. So he says, Seth Rollins was talking about how the World Heavyweight title was the title. He goes, and it got me to thinking, haven't I beaten everybody that's already competing for that title? He goes, shouldn't we call that the loser bracket title? Which is a shame, because that's what we were calling it essentially when it first was being debuted.
Yep.
And then he says that Seth is walking around calling himself the guy. He goes, the guy? You can't walk around in your wife's clothes for 2 years and call yourself the guy. And then he says, he goes, and then he attacks my schedule. Well, this is simple, really. He goes, you think I work less than you? Yeah, I do. In fact, actually, I work 10 times less than you, but I make 10 times more than you. So let me ask you, would you rather have Seth Rollins money or Tribal Chief money? And I'm like, thinking to myself, yeah, it was a CM Punk line, but tell me when he's telling lies. So anyway, after burying that title and the champion.
Well, Josh, to be fair, you know, Roman alluded to what was said on Raw, and that's exactly what Seth did.
Right.
Roman just gave it back to him.
Right, of course. But it's going to impact where we're going here. And I think, well, we'll get there. I don't want to jump the gun. So then Cody comes out, although Roman has a good line about Cody right before he comes out and says who he, you know, what his options are. He says, Cody's all about morals and crap. I don't think he cares about money. He's got values and garbage like that. Yeah, he said his options were that he could be the best number two in the industry, or he could take a crack at number one again. And then, of course, Cody's music hits. He takes 7 years to get to the ring. And then Cody goes on about, well, first he asked to have quote unquote privacy, even though there's an arena full of people, but he needs Solo and Jimmy out of the ring, who only really go to ringside. So I'm not sure how that privacy thing worked out. And then he says that he's, you know, that Seth has had good points all week, but the one point that he disagrees with is that Seth called the the undisputed WWE Universal title the Hollywood title. And he says, you call it whatever you want. That is the title that Bruno Sammartino held. That is the title that was placed into my father's hands in Madison Square Garden, only to be taken away from him. That is the title that I want. And then he goes on to say, let me be abundantly clear, and this may be a little out of order, but the point is the same. I am going to, first he says, move my own goalposts, which he has mentioned in the past about moving goalposts. And he says, let me make this abundantly clear. That is the title I want. I am coming after you. I am coming after Roman Reigns, and I will take that title from you. But just not at WrestleMania. And that's the first line that everybody's attached to.
Yeah, cue Scooby-Doo going,
Yeah. And then he earlier in the promo, he had said that he had spoken to a lot of people this week. He had taken counsel from friends, family, and legends. And he says, and I realize I'm going out of order on this, but he says that what is finishing the story? Is it just taking the title, or is it taking everything from Roman Reigns? And he says that, after he says he's not going to challenge him at WrestleMania, he goes, one of those people that I took counsel from knows you very well. And then you cut to Roman's face. If you smell what the Rock is cooking. Bow, bow, bow. Okay. And the Rock comes out, and the fans in Birmingham, Alabama are going banana because they got a surprise that they weren't expecting, unless they were on Twitter earlier. And they're all happy and they're chanting Rocky, Rocky, Rocky. And Rock gets to the ring and he pulls Cody in for a hug. And if you notice the look on Cody's face, it's a very sad, defeated, and dejected look on his face, which, by the way, has already been edited out of the YouTube video by WWE. Rock whispers something in his ear. Cody grins for like a minute or maybe even 10 seconds and then goes back to his sad face, exits the ring, and leaves The Rock to have a slow turnaround and a face-to-face with Roman. And that's how SmackDown goes off the air. They have the corner logo. There's no trickery. This is not a pay-per-view. This is not NXT, unlike earlier tonight. There's no corner logo trickery. That was it. No words, nothing said, just a face-off. And the internet wrestling community went apoplectic about this. The only people that were happy were the people in that arena when they popped for The Rock. Now, I will say that within the first 9 hours since SmackDown ended, i.e. when you woke up Saturday morning, that YouTube video of that segment had already surpassed 200,000 dislikes, and it was the most hated YouTube video in WWE YouTube history. As of earlier tonight, that has surpassed 500,000 dislikes. Now, I will get to my thoughts shortly, but I will pass the torch on to the two of you because I'm really interested to see where each of your heads are at. And then I will chime in with my two cents and we will have a conversation. We are already past the 20 minutes, but I have a feeling this WrestleMania season, it's going to get crazy. So with that being said, Seth, Jarrett, your thoughts.
Well, obviously you can't help but feel bad for Cody. And I also don't think that the upper management thought there would be this kind of backlash, just because of how popular The Rock is. And a perfect way to put this is we've been talking for literally years now about how good this Bloodline storyline has been and that there can be logical turns that would still make sense. You know, they could go multiple directions and still have it make sense. Go back further than that, and we were all talking about how The Rock is the best end game for this. And but that was before, though, this whole thing with Cody, because some of us were talking last year that it didn't seem right for Cody to be the guy to end the streak when basically or end the reign when his story was basically just I won the Rumble. And you fast forward a year until now, and they've been slow burning Cody and Roman, where it was said but not said that we were going to get a rematch the following year. And obviously now Rock's on the board of directors. So I honestly would like to think that this was just a miscalculation on their part as far as how the people would react. But I've always said, for certainly for the last year, that since Mania is a two-night event, you could do Rock versus Roman on night one, winner faces Cody on night two. I don't know if that would be what would please the most people here, but that's just how I'd been figuring it was going to be, that we were going to get Rock versus Roman, Roman would beat The Rock, and then it would be Cody that actually knocks Roman off his throne or as champion. So I'll still stand by that. And that's probably what I would do. But yeah, it definitely seems to have taken the wind out of the sails as far as fans' interest in that, in this. I hope I'm making sense with that. But I think the argument's there that given that Cody had a year that we were building up to this, that it was the time for it to be Rock has probably passed. And we'll see how it goes, because when they make decisions like this, they're not making the decisions for the diehard fans. They're trying to drum up publicity and get as much money out of it as they can. Similar way to what, like how a lot of comic or geek based movies get, or books or comics get made into movies, and there's stuff that's just from the comics is just not there because they want to attract a larger audience. I'm hoping I'm making sense with that analogy as well. But that said, Mania is what, 2 months away now? So that's still a lot of room for more story to be told. That's all I got.
Jared, before you jump in, yep. I just saw a tweet from Sean Ross Sapp. WWE to Netflix was like six crazy ass stories ago.
Good way of putting it.
Oh boy. It's not wrong. Okay. Jared, your thoughts, sir.
I've got so much going on in my head here. I'm not sure I can make a coherent thought, but I'm going to try. So we wanted Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania last year. Didn't happen. We got what we got. And I think all that was the way it happened. WrestleMania last year was the right thing to do. Since it didn't happen last year, when I say everybody, I'm going to say the majority of people thought, well, we can do it this year. Great. Well, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Rock was dropping maybe perhaps some hints saying it was possible. When Rock showed up and cut the promo where he was asking everybody where he should sit and said he wanted to see, asked if he should sit at the head of the table, everyone went ballistic. Oh my God, it's going to happen. And when I say everyone, I'm again saying majority of folks. WWE does not book for the internet wrestling community. They book for the people that watch on TV, the casual folks, I'll call them the medium smart folks, the crazy fanatical IWC, not who they're interested in booking for. So if anyone thought that this match wasn't going to happen, and I said this 2 weeks ago, that Rock and Roman should have happened at nowhere else but WrestleMania. And if Rock came out to cut that promo, if it wasn't going to happen, they were stupid for having that promo happen in the first place. So it was going to happen. So I think we've got the right result, right? I think we've got the right end goal, Rock and Roman at WrestleMania. I do think, however, that we've gone about the wrong path in getting there. WWE set it up perfectly on Monday Night Raw, where Cody was giving his promo, and then Seth comes out and talks about, you know, how, you know, you don't want the Hollywood title, you want the working man's title. And we went over that last show. That was the opportunity right there to get out of all of this and do Cody versus Seth and then leave Rock versus Roman as it was. Doing what they did on Friday was, this is a terrible word to use. I'm going to use it anyway. I don't mean anything by it to anybody else, but it was fucking retarded. That was stupid. Having Cody come out there and say, yeah, especially after pointing at Roman at WrestleMania and seeing he's coming after him, to have that and say, well, yeah, you know, no, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to give up my shot. That was the stupidest thing to do. It was the right thing to do. Well, the right thing to do was Rock and Roman. The having Cody do what he did in that segment was complete bullshit and the stupidest thing they could have done. They gave themselves an out on Monday. And they went and did this anyway, which is just baffling to me. So all of that being said, Rock and Roman was going to happen. And, you know, when the Rock showed up and cut the head of the table promo, when he showed up after that, and everybody, you know, lost their goddamn minds. The regular wrestling fan wants to see this match. So all the internet folks that are whining on message boards and Facebook or whatever, it's like, guys, this was going to happen. You knew it was going to happen. I think, you know, Friday was a bad thing. Friday, just the way they went about it, was a bad thing.
You mentioned the two oldest sources of online wrestling community communication message boards and Facebook. Dude, it's Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, whatever. Twitter.
No, I don't show your age, damn it.
I went and read, you know, I forget who was it, a WWE post or whatever it was. And, you know, this really bothers me when people get into like debates on the internet and stuff, and where one person stands and speaks for everyone. And that's why I've been very careful to say the majority and not everyone. Or, you know, this one person was like, this isn't what everyone wanted. This isn't what the wrestling community wanted. The community is pissed. It's like, I'm not pissed. I wanted to see Rock and Roman. You don't speak for me. Shut the fuck up. No. Well, lots of people wanted to see this. What they did on Friday was just bloody awful, though.
Okay. So I'm kind of, I'm not going to say indifferent. Maybe ambivalent is more of a word to use. Here's the thing. I agree with Jarrett in that I wanted to see Rock versus Roman either 2 years ago or last year. Why? Because it has everything to do with the Bloodline storyline, and we said this is how it needs to end. Because ever since the start of this thing, Roman's been talking about being the head of the table, the tribal chief, the provider for the family. Well, who is bigger and can step to Roman within this family? The Rock. And that's why we've been saying for years that this is how it had to culminate. Whether Roman beats him or Rock beats Roman is kind of irrelevant. It should be Roman, because that's the active person, kinda, that we're building here. Putting the title on Rock does nothing for anybody. But that's another discussion. People online are saying, oh, we wanted Rock versus Roman, but we got Roman versus Lesnar instead. No, that was babyface Roman, and I couldn't give two shits about that guy. So that's a falsehood as far as I'm concerned. I only wanted it since the Bloodline storyline, because that was the conclusion it had to go to. So now we're getting it and people are pissed. Well, in the words of Daniel Bryan,
because they are 100% what I have always said they were. Fickle. They're fickle.
Y'all are fickle.
Yep.
Fickle. Because you wanted it, you didn't get it when you wanted it, and now that you're getting it when you don't want it, you don't want it. Bullshit. Oh, we want Cody to finish the story. You know what? First of all, as it was reported, nothing has been officially announced yet. There is a press conference to kickstart WrestleMania, or the road to WrestleMania, or whatever. How many roads does it take to get to WrestleMania? But they're having a press conference on Thursday in Vegas, which is interesting because WrestleMania is not in Vegas. But you know what is in Vegas? The Super Bowl on Sunday. You know who will already be in Vegas that week? Media. Sports media. That's why it's in Vegas. But anyway, I digress. So I'm okay with Rock Roman. And as Bully Ray has said on Busted Open Radio, if you really want to finish the story, finish it where it started. Have Cody beat Roman in Madison Square Garden. In the same exact arena where Dusty held that title and had it taken away from him. A show in MSG, finish the story there.
That's brilliant.
But here's the thing. If you go to Seth versus Cody now, why the hell did you have Roman completely annihilate Seth and that title? Because nobody's going to give a shit now. And the other quote unquote rumor is that Cody's going to beat Seth for the world title, and he's going to unify the titles with Roman at SummerSlam. Can we stop unifying titles, please?
You're especially just since one's brand new still.
Yeah, you're just going to create the need to create yet another one. No more unification matches unless it's for... No, in WWE, no more unification matches. The next unification match I want is the AEW and Ring of Honor six-man tag titles to be unified into one. That's fine. But no more in WWE. In fact, we still need to get the tag team titles separated, and we can't even do that. So I want Rock Roman because I want to know how we're getting there. And as it relates to Friday, I also agree with Jarrett that that was probably the worst creative option they could have gone with because it made Cody look like a bitch. And here's the thing. As far as the reactions, yeah, it was mostly from the internet wrestling community. But at a live event on Saturday, when they showed the highlights from SmackDown and The Rock was on the screen, he got booed vociferously. Ava on Vengeance Day tonight was booed in the background. So now it's trickling down to his daughter. Anytime they had WrestleMania graphics and The Rock was on at Vengeance Day, boos from the arena. But I have to believe that The Rock is not a moron. I have to believe that when he posted earlier today something along the lines of, this is going to be a lot of fun, hashtag long game. I have to imagine he knows what he's doing. Also, it has been reported that WWE is heavily monitoring the situation with fan backlash. No pun intended. So again, nothing's been announced. Nothing's set in stone. The only match that's official for WrestleMania is Bayley versus Io Sky. So anything can happen. IWC, calm the fuck down and see where it goes. Triple H is still creatively in charge. Let the man cook. It's not that big of a deal. Cody will get the title eventually. It doesn't have to be at WrestleMania. Have it be at MSG, whenever that would be. And it's more poetic that way. Bottom line, everybody needs to chill the fuck out.
Two things to think about. Sorry, I know we're running over, but think back when, I think it was when Roman beat Cody last year in the press conference afterwards, and Roman was talking and he's like, I'm just getting started. This is just, you know, the third inning, right? There's a long game left to go here. And then Rock, in deciding to, you know, come forward with this, was he didn't want to do it unless there was a long-term plan afterwards, right? You have to figure there's a story to be told following this match as well. Like, this built up properly with all the family implications, this could possibly be the biggest match ever at WrestleMania if they do it right. Given what they've done on Friday, you gotta earn that back for me before I call it that officially. But it has the potential to be there. It's completely the right match to have.
Well, we've said for months and years that Rock Roman writes itself. What we didn't anticipate all those months and years ago is that they would have to rebuild the image of Cody Rhodes, not in the fans' eyes, but they just have to make it make sense. Why would he just hand over his shot at Mania? Did Rock offer him a lifetime supply of Terramana? What in the blue hell, to borrow from The Rock, could he have possibly whispered in his ear to get him to grin slightly and then walk off? Make it make sense. There's a lot of loose ends that they have to tie up without making Cody look like a complete and utter buffoon. That's all I'm saying.
They can go back to Raw tomorrow and have Seth do, and him, Cody and Seth do their thing there, and Cody can answer it there. And they might be able to save it that way, because, like I said, they set it up beautifully last week. I don't know. It's got to be pretty good to make it make sense now, though.
Well, the first step they're taking is they're having Cody face Shinsuke Nakamura in a bull rope match tomorrow night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because that's a thing, I guess. I think the show should open on a cold open to Seth and Cody sitting backstage looking sad and just staring at the ground. And then one of them says, "Oh, it looks like we both got bitched out on Friday, didn't it?"
Wowzers.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. This weekend's been a thing. And it will continue to be a thing until they fix this. Somehow. Some way. I have a feeling the road to WrestleMania is not paved with good intentions. It's paved with shitty ass asphalt. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna have to see how long it takes them to smooth it out. So we'll have to see.
Whoa.
Yeah. It could get interesting, folks. What we don't want is Roman and Cody to receive the Goldberg and Brock WrestleMania 20 reaction, because that will just fuck it all up.
Or the Roman Lesnar reaction from a couple years back, where people were more interested in throwing a giant ball around.
Yeah.
Well, the thing to think about that is, though, WrestleMania is in Philly.
Yeah.
The Philly's just full of mutants. I'm sorry if anyone listens from Philly, but y'all a bunch of mutants.
Nah, they boo Santa Claus in Philly.
Yeah.
They throw batteries at people in Philly. ECW was in Philly. There you go. Well, I'm hoping here's the big takeaway. When this happened 9 years ago and Rock wasn't expecting it to get booed out of the building when he lifted up Roman's hand after winning the 2015 Royal Rumble, that was the end of that. Roman went on his path, and The Rock was never to be seen from for months and months and months and year, whatever it was. That was it. It was a one-time thing. Rock was shell-shocked by being booed out of the building, and that was it. This happened, and we haven't even gotten to the crux of the story yet. We haven't gotten a promo, an official announcement, nothing. Now, some people online have speculated that maybe this will all end with Cody versus Roman, and Rock will be the special guest referee to make sure of no bloodline interference. And the only thing they're basing that on is WWE 2K24. Their tagline is "Finish the story," and they reintroduce special guest referees. And if you think they're doing this to promote a video game, you need to go outside and touch grass, as the kids say, because that is not happening. But the point I was getting at is they have 2 months. They have 8 weeks to figure this out. It's not a situation of Friday happened and now The Rock's going away again. No, The Rock will be here, and they have plans. And let's just let it play out. Let it play out. Any final thoughts?
No, can't think of anything we haven't already covered.
This is going to be a fun ride, lads. Buckle up.
Till then, once again, thank you for listening, downloading, and subscribing. And we will talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to this episode. You can subscribe to the Wrestling Brethren podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix to hear the latest discussion from the Wrestling Brethren. Visit the mothership, if you will, at twbpodcast.com.
the online home of the Wrestling Brethren podcast. Let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments on Twitter /X at TWBPShow, on Facebook at facebook.com/BehindTheSquaredCircle, and on Instagram at The Wrestling Brethren. You can follow Jarrett on Twitter /X at TheBaconRev. You can follow Seth at Lord Xandrax, and you can follow Josh at Southpaw Josh. Thank you again for listening, and we will talk to you soon with more from the Wrestling Brethren.